This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, April 5th. Well, a fairly quiet day in the cattle space yesterday. We were higher, but just trading an inside day with the front month live cattle up about 55. Front month feeders up around 175. So it's encouraging to see the markets have a solid, you know, positive day. And it appears that we're forming a base pattern here. After a couple waves of selling over the last couple weeks because of this bird flu outbreak, the market's really struggled here to maintain any kind of upward momentum, but at least we appear to be in a basing pattern. A lot of unknowns about the bird flu. What we do know is that cattle are contracting it, and we don't know if they're spreading it to each other. We know that one human at least has been diagnosed with the bird flu and that had contact with an infected dairy cow. So that's a concern. We don't know if it's passable from human to human. So again, just a great deal of unknowns here. What we do know is that cattle can recover. So it's not, I think, going to lead to a wave of selling in the futures market. You're not going to see a wave of cattle coming to market to try to get ahead of them dying and get something out of the animal. So that's good news for the cattle themselves. But it's, you know, it's a struggle. It's going to be a negative hit to the dairy industry in general, to dairy products. You know, consumers are going to be worried about it, and it's in the news. It's in the mainstream news feed. So, you know, consumers are aware of it. I think it was starting to have an impact, at least briefly, in the feeder cattle cash markets. But it seems that those have bounced back pretty well. But taking a look at the cash trade for this week, looks like we're improving toward the end of the week. On Wednesday, we saw the cash trade around 185, which is down 3 from the previous week. Yesterday, the cash is averaging around 187, which would be just 1 lower from last week. The dress trade at 297 is pretty much where we've been most of the week. That is down 3 from last week. Box beef values continue to slide, however. Choice was down 415 yesterday at 297. Select down 87 at 296. The spread lost another 328, so we're sitting at $1.10 on the spread between choice and select. So that's a very low number. We usually don't see them almost be at par with each other. But box beef volume continues to perform very well this week. Yesterday we saw 162 loads moved. So we've seen good volume, except on Monday. But all the other days have been pretty much above average as far as the box beef volume, the daily volume. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 474,000. That is down 9,000 from last week, and it's down 17,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash, like I was mentioning, we saw on Wednesday about 5,600 head trade. Average price $253.51, which is up 14 from the previous day and gets us back in line with where we were on Monday. So we saw one day where it really dipped, and now we're snapping back up. So that's definitely an encouraging sign. The 7-day average was up $217. We're sitting at $249.90. So the cash feeder market has been holding together fairly well, but the Fed trade has been slipping over the last couple weeks. While box beef volume has picked up, it's coming on discounted prices, and the packers have been able to pass those discounts on to the feedlots. So we are seeing some pushback against these higher prices. It is looking more and more like your seasonal highs probably are in. If you're seeing, you know, the box beef volume pick up, but it has to be on discounted prices, that shows us that the retail demand is starting to wane a little bit here. And, you know, we're right in that seasonal window of putting in the highs. I thought we'd have one more run up into early April, but it just doesn't look like that's happening. If we get it, I think at best it'll just come back and test the mid-March highs. But most likely those mid-March highs are going to turn out to be our seasonal highs. Now, that said, the futures markets have been stabilizing here. And I think if it shows that we have found a support level here, you will get some buyers step in and start to push this higher. Again, the feeder cattle market seems to be doing just fine, and that strong cash should help the futures move higher. But live cattle, I think, are going to be a bit more of a struggle. And we're seeing that from the cash side, that the demand is starting to soften there just a bit. Taking a look at export sales from yesterday, we had beef at 18,700 tons. That was a nice, good, strong number. South Korea took 6,100, Japan 5,000, Canada took 1,700. Pork export sales at 28,700, Mexico took 23,000, South Korea 3,000, Canada took 1,200. And this morning we had the jobs report out. The non-farm payrolls for March at up 303,000. The trade was looking for up 200,000, so it was quite a bit more than what the average estimate was. The February revise was down 5,000, went from 275,000 to up 270,000. Private sector added 232,000. Government added 71,000 jobs. Average hourly earnings at $34.69. That was up 12 cents from last month. And it was up 4.1% from last year and up 0.3% from last month. The March unemployment rate was steady with expectations at 3.8%. So good solid number there. It's, you know, shores up your economy. It would be supportive for the beef space. Typically, when you have a strong economy, that translates into good demand for beef. Stock market, however, over the last couple weeks, week primarily, has seen a fair amount of pressure. And yesterday it was down hard, just growing concerns about the Middle East conflict getting out of control and kind of the ultimatum that Biden is giving to Netanyahu. So we could see a turn of events going on there, and that certainly would not be bullish for the stock market. And that is something that would definitely affect the cattle market. If we see the stock market really start to buckle here, that's going to spill over pretty fast to the cattle market as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.